Yeah, showed them my passport. And I was like, all right, move along, sir. Get on your plane and fly along. Bunch of people on a crowded plane. Then you get on a bigger plane so you can cross the ocean.
They flew you from one plane, so you had to take two planes. They flew you from one plane to
Yeah,
another plane. So
and
you,
it's
oh, that's weird.
a 2 day flight,
Ouch.
but the strange thing about it is that it takes 2 days to get there, but only 1 day to get back.
That's right, because of like coastal winds and stuff.
No, it doesn't have to do with the winds. It has to do with
The type of
time, the
plane.
way time works. So like when I cross one side of the planet to the other, so
Oh, so like you cross a bunch of time zones, so it winds
yeah,
around
the
the world.
time zone line,
Oh, okay.
the line, the red line that goes
So it's not
across.
like actually faster, it just has the illusion of being faster because like the clocks are all
Yeah,
weird and like, oh,
so
okay.
in reality, I'm there for 2 days, but to everybody else, I'm there for 1 day. So it's kind of weird. It's
That's
like
really
I'm a
weird, because
day.
that's like, yeah, because if it's on the opposite, near the opposite side of the world from like America, like, because those are Russia and America are kind of far apart, kind of similar. Because like how you describe it, because like the eastern part of Russia and America are like nearly touching in Alaska, but like you're in the western part, and then west, and then we're in like eastern America, so it's kind of like parallel. So I can see,
Yeah.
so they're like a day apart.
I
So
can
did
quite
the
literally
planes like
say.
have? So do you remember the plane at all? Like did it have like beds and stuff, or?
Oh, no, planes don't have beds.
Or like,
Like,
did the seats roll back at least? Because if it's a 2 day flight, then that's gonna take a while.
no, you sit, you sleep in a chair.
Oh, really? Did it like hurt in the morning, or were they like really comfy chairs?
Depends on the kind of person you are. I'm really
Oh.
tall, so it's really uncomfortable for me because my legs get in the way, and then like, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable rolling back seats because if somebody gets mad at me, or then someone else rolls back a seat, I'm like, ugh. And it's generally uncomfortable because everything's, plastic and stuff. So
Oh yeah.
you kind of have to find a place to rest your elbow and then rest your head on it or
Oh yeah,
something.
because like you
Give
kind of have to
you,
pack into the seat.
yeah, but they give you like blankets and they
Oh,
turn
that's
off the
good.
lights and everything.
Do they like bring around food, or do you have to buy it yourself or pack it?
They bring around food. You can buy sodas and stuff. You can buy alcohol, I think. I'm not
Do
sure.
they have alcohol on a plane?
I don't
I don't
know.
know if that's
Well,
allowed.
obviously the driver can't drink any.
Yeah, because he's flying the plane. He or she is flying the plane.
I don't know if they actually do serve alcohol. I don't remember. I haven't been on a plane in a while.
So, was there? What are like some memories you have from Russia?
The summers are nice. I really like the summers because
They're
it
not like
doesn't
too
get
hot,
too
or
hot. It's
okay.
never too hot. Like the hottest it's ever been I've ever experienced was like almost 100 degrees. And it rarely gets that hot. It's usually like 70 degrees. It's usually like yeah, about room temperatures. And I always found that nice because it's not too cold.
Not too
Then
hot.
again, it's just warm enough to go outside
So you're
or,
saying
sit
like in
on
the
the
area
ground.
of Russia that you visit and like that you've been to, that winter is like really, really cold and summer is like absolutely perfect temperature.
Yeah.
That's weird because it's like a shift from Chicago where winter is like really cold but not like you'll get hypothermia and die if you're outside for 5 seconds cold, and summers are like we'll light you on fire if you're outside for too long hot.
Yeah, well, funny thing is about the winters in Russia is that
They're not as cold as everyone like cracks them up to be, or like,
no, they are really
oh,
cold.
they
Like
are actually
th
that
there
cold.
are yes, actually.
Oh, that's not a stereotype then. That's
From
like,
I've actually learned from somewhere Siberia,
oh,
right?
Siberia. Oh my God.
That place is twice as cold as Mars.
Yeah,
I am not
Siberia's.
joking. It
No, I
goes
don't know about
up
that.
to
I don't know about that.
negative 60 degrees Celsius while
That's
Mars
insane.
stays at a negative 30 degrees Celsius,
That's
somewhat.
crazy. But
But the place I lived obviously was a lot warmer.
not in the middle of Siberia.
Yeah, but still, it was like during the winter, it's like negative 24 degrees Celsius and such. And sometimes it gets even colder, like up to, it gets really cold. So
Oh.
they would send us to school and like, it would be
Really?
like
And like
snow everywhere.
snow.
I was a preschooler and I had like this huge winter coat.
Like really,
Like,
really puffy.
yeah, I looked like like I don't know, a ball. It was really puffy. It was like a walking bear of some sort. And I would tread through the snow, which was like I don't know, like a foot high or something. It was really high.
So like at the point
I'm obviously exaggerating the foot highness, yeah. I think.
When you were little, it was probably felt like it was really, really high.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was coated in snow. There's like snow sculptures all around. Snowballs are being thrown. Snowmen everywhere. There's just snow everywhere.
So I also heard that.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember one very fond memory is in the snow. It's really cold, and like there are a lot of cats and dogs in Russia. A lot of them on the streets everywhere. And I remember finding a kitten in this extremely deep snow. It's like, I don't know, imagine like the heaviest snow you can imagine in America, happening in America. Yeah. Yeah, it was like that deep. And there was this cute little kitten, I don't know, like several months old. It was like weeping. And it walked up to me, and I was like, "Mom, can I keep this kitten?" I was like, "No, it has to survive on its own." But luckily though, the kitten was
someone else picked it up.
It was brought back to our apartment, but we couldn't actually bring it into our apartment room. We had to keep it like there's like stairs in our apartment. We didn't have like I don't remember. We probably didn't have an elevator, or we did. I don't remember that, but basically, it lived on the stairs of the apartment. It was a pretty high apartment, and it lived there. And we would like take out bowls of milk and feed it. It was warm in there, so the kitten was warm. But the reason we couldn't bring it in is because we had another cat, and this cat was vicious.
Oh no!
She would kill anything on sight.
Well, great.
Like, I swear.
So you had a lot of cats in Russia as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats, but this thing was a beast. It would completely rip anything that if it saw. If you walked into the apartment, this thing, you would not come out without like having like red lines all over your legs.
Ouch.
Or face or arms.
Great. So, oh yeah, and one more thing I wanted to ask before it wraps up. Is that like, I heard that there's like, especially in Siberia, but I don't know if maybe there's some in your area too, like, during when the Soviets still ruled Russia, they had all of these like, what's it called, these I'm trying to think of what they're called, industry. They had like this crazy industry boom, and now there's like, and now I've seen a video of it was a documentary, and this guy was riding the Trans-Siberian Express, and he's looking out his window, and you see all this like old mining machinery from the cold, like it's just trees, and then 1 minute there's like this huge empty, like totally deserted mine.
That is true.
With all this big rusty mining equipment everywhere. Have you ever seen any of those, like yourself?
Yes,
you have.
Yes, this is all true.
That's true. There is just like old Stalinist mining machinery.
There is like lots of.
Have you seen any where it's like that big? It's like a big saw on the front of it, and then there's like two blades on this. It's like I don't know how to describe it. It's like that big mining machine. I forgot what they're called here.
I'm not sure about that, but
remember when we were just to.
There's a lot of forest.
It was that thing that equipment. We live nearby and unturned. Our base. We put our base near it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think
one of those things where it has the big saw blade on the front, just one big saw blade. Yeah. And it's a big mining machine.
I think I've seen one of those.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, like they recycle some of those machineries and turn them into like parks for children.
Oh wait, you've been on one of them?
Yeah, yeah.
So I know. I heard that they did that where like they take these old like huge massive like abandoned mining operations and construction things and they like. Safe proof all of like the old machinery, and then that makes it like a really
They're safe like all the broken stuff is rewelded, the rusty stuff
but they don't work, right? So that a kid can't they don't work. But that's cool. I mean, that they like take all the old like insane industrial like supplies and then like
it's fun to play on them too.